maybe that would ruin some of the fellows, and then you was in trouble then. Of course, then you'd have to knock those old fellows out and refill it. But he'd get them things with a bale, you know, they'd come with bales, them fellows. Put new fellows in it. Sometimes they'd have to put in some new spokes.
Did they come in pieces, or were they just all around?
No, they come in pieces, just little pieces like this, you see. And of course, different size. We had different size wheels. Mm-hmm. See, and you'd have to go when your whatever size fella you was going to use by the side of your wheel. Mm-hmm. And then when the oil business come along, then we got the wire tire wagon. Of course, I grew up with the old narrow tire, and it wasn't wider than that much. Mm-hmm. The oil business come along, and then of course the wide tire wagon come along. Mm-hmm. And they was a wonderful thing. The last wagons that I used when I was on the farm were wide tire wagons. They were much better for lots of things.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a dry spell. What happened to fruit then? Or perhaps I should ask if you raised fruit on your...
Oh, goodness, yes. We had quite an orchard on our farm. And nice grape vineyard, raised lots of grapes. We had cherries and apples, peaches, and well, I was going to say, I don't think we had any pears. Don't believe we had any pears, but I know we had quite an orchard, and we had plums and apples, cherries, and stuff like that. And then had a nice grape vineyard.
What did you call the inside of a peach? The hard part.
Well, the pit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's pit.
And a peach, if this pit was attached to the flesh of the peach?
It was a cling. Attached to the pit, it's a cling. And if you broke it open and it popped out there, that's what we call the freestone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did you call the inside of the cherry?
Well, I'd call it a pit. Yes. Pitted cherries, you see?
Mm-hmm.
You can get them. You can buy them on the market now, you know. Pitted cherries, well, the seeds are gone. Mm-hmm. Pits. Yeah.
When a peach, did your peaches ever, get a real wrinkled skin from drying out?
Oh, yes. Sure. The season or the weather had a lot to do with that. Yeah, or it could be something else. Maybe some kind of a disease caused them to get like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you say that they did anything special when they got like that?
Well, I don't recall ever doing anything to them, no.
Were they shriveled or they swiveled? Or?
I recall it. It could be the kind of a season that we had, or extremely dry, or maybe some kind of an insect would hit them just maybe the wrong time. Sometimes those darn webworms would come through the country. And,
I guess they're really nasty.
Oh, they're terrible, yes. I should say they are. They are an army worm, but they'd make these webs, you know, and they'd get on the trees and get on the blackjacks. Well, they strip any kind of a tree of its foliage. Terrible things. Every once in a while, we'd get a mess of those darn things. But we didn't take care of our orchard those days like they do now. We didn't know anything about it. You know what I mean about
mm-hmm.
spraying and all that kind of stuff.
Did
never done it because we didn't know anything about it. Didn't know there was such a thing to do.